it's, you know, moves ahead historically almost 1,000 years to the period of the Crusades. Even though the events of Tisha B'Av are primarily focused on the Churban, those historical events that occurred shortly afterwards, it is always traditionally associated with all future Churbanos, all future suffering, and as such it is entirely appropriate to focus for a moment on events that occurred many, many years later, the events of the Crusades. Some of you may remember from your history books about the Crusades, just a very, very quick recapping of what it was and what it meant and what the impact of it was on Klal Yisrael until this very day. The Crusades began, the first Crusade was in the year 1096. There were multiple Crusades throughout the next 100 years or so. The Crusades were instigated by the Catholic Church, and the goal was to march through Europe, Asia, to Eretz Israel, and basically to take back Eretz Israel from the Muslims who were controlled by Eretz Israel at the time. That was the theoretical plan. Tragically for Klal Yisrael, that wasn't the only part of the plan. The other part of the plan was that on our way to Eretz Israel, let's try to destroy anything and everything that was not in sync with the Catholic Church at the time, which basically meant Klal Yisrael. And community after community were given the choice of either convert to Christianity or to be killed, men, women, and children. And this took place throughout Europe. There were crusades in England. There were crusades in France. There were crusades in Germany. All the great Jewish communities of the Middle Ages were affected, were impacted, and many, many people massacred during this period, during this trek to Eretz Yisrael. And again, this period lasted for quite some time, for over 100 years, many, many crusades. This is the period of time, the end of the life of Rashi. Rashi lived through the first crusade. Rashi's children, grandchildren, the Baalei HaTosfos, Rabbi Natan, was almost killed in one of the crusades. Many of the great Rishonim who we know were actually killed in the period of the crusades. And this particular kina speaks about three Jewish communities. The three Jewish communities of Germany, which was at that time in history, was the center of Ashkenazi Jewry. The cities were called in Hebrew Kilos Shum, Shapira, Vermeizim, Magentia. Some of you may have even seen and some have shown him quote stories sometimes, the famous Rosh in the Sechel Hashanah about the Meisim of Magentia, a whole tumult that happened in Rosh Hashanah once at Matke Shofar in the great city of Magentia. Rashi learned in the city of Ramayza. Rashi had traveled as a young man from France to Germany to study by the Talmid Chacham in Ramayza. This was where Torah was, this is where the Jewish people were, this was the Chachmei Ashkenaz. And these were the cities that are destroyed during that horrific time in Jewish history. But just to give you a little bit of almost a personal note to each and every one of us, what do those cities mean to us? Shapira, Vermeizim, Magentia, cities out in Germany back in the 1000s, 1100s, what does that have to do with you and me? I say this without exaggeration, look around the room, I would say that probably 99% of those, at least of Ashkenazi lineage, or anyone of any ancestor of Ashkenazi lineage, probably your great-great-great-great-great-grandparents lived in one of those cities. Because that's where pretty much all of Ashkenazi Jewry emanated from. Years later, as Jews started to move a little bit further east, from Germany to Poland, and Hungary, and Lithuania, and the countries that many of us are more familiar with, where our grandparents, your great-grandparents, great-great-grandparents came from, they were all the descendants, the sons and daughters of those people, We know this not just because historically true, we actually know this biologically to be true as well. There's actually DNA that supports this. The famous DNA study, they call the four mothers. There are basically 99% of Ashkenazi Jewry can be traced back with DNA to four families back from this period. It was everybody was cousins and related to one another. It all came from these communities. We are all the descendants, just about all of us in some shape or form, descendants of these people. The people who had to face that choice of conversion or death. Many of them chose death. Several of them escaped. Some of them's lives were saved at the last minute, like Rabbeinu Tam, where somebody interceded. Non-Jew Rabbeinu Tam had been close with, interceded and saved his life at the last moment. And we are the descendants of those remnants, of those Shirai and the Cheres HaPleita, of the communities of Germany that were, for the most part, decimated. So perhaps this kinnah speaks to us more than any other kinnah. These are our babies and zeis. This is where we came from. We have their DNA in our body. More important than their DNA, we have their spiritual DNA. We have their Mesorah. We have their Torah. We live what they chose to die for. We relive Torah. We're doing what they were doing. When you read about a Russian Rosh Hashanah that talks about the Maaseh Ragenzi, about Tkiyah Shofar, we still blow Shofar. When we read about the Machlokes in Rishayim and what they did in Ashvira and what they did in Ramayza, the same Torah, Rashi's Torah, was written from Ramayza. He got it from Ramayza. The Perush Rashi, the Plutris came from his Rabbeim from Ramayza. If you open up a Gemara and you read a Rashi today, you're living in Ramayza. We are the Sheres HaPleita. We've said it time and time again. We, Torah, mitzvos that we do today, are the greatest testament to the Mesiras Nefesh about grandparents and great-grandparents and generations of people.